Hello and welcome. If you work with dental CAD/CAM, whether you're in a lab or a clinic, zirconia blocks are one of the most common materials you'll use for crowns, bridges, and other fixed restorations. Zirconia blocks are ceramic blanks made from zirconium dioxide, or ZrO2. In a typical workflow, the restoration is designed digitally, milled from a zirconia block, and then centered to reach its final density and strength. Because zirconia shrinks during centering, the software compensates for that shrinkage so the final fit stays accurate when the correct material library and centering cycle are used. Now, not all zirconia blocks are the same. To choose correctly, you need to look at two main things. First, the sintering state of the block, and second, how shading and layering are built into the material. Let's start with the most common option, pre-sintered zirconia blocks. These are partially densified, which makes them easier to mill, reduces burr wear, and keeps production efficient. After milling, they must be sintered, and this step is where many problems begin if the cycle, spacing, or cleanliness isn't controlled. But when the workflow is consistent, pre-sintered zirconia offers the best balance of speed, compatibility, and predictable results, which is why most labs use it for everyday cases. Next, there are fully sintered zirconia blocks. These are already densified before milling, so shrinkage compensation is minimal or not required. However, milling is harder, tool wear is higher, and production is slower. That's why fully sintered options are usually considered niche, best suited for labs with specialized equipment and tightly controlled milling setups. Then we have multi-layer and pre-shaded zirconia blocks. These terms describe how shade and translucency are built into the material. Multi-layer zirconia is designed with a gradient, often from a dentin-like zone to an enamel-like zone, so anterior crowns can look more natural with less staining. But placement matters. If the restoration is positioned incorrectly in the disc, the final shade can look flat, too dark cervically, or too bright incisally. Pre-shaded zirconia, on the other hand, is usually a uniform shade throughout. It's great for consistent, high-volume production, especially posterior crowns, while still allowing characterization when needed. So, how do you decide what to use? For posterior restorations, especially molars, short-span bridges, and high-load cases, strength comes first. This is where high-strength zirconia, often labeled HT, is typically the safest choice. For anterior restorations, aesthetics comes first. High translucency zirconia, often labeled UT, and multi-layer options usually provide better visual blending, especially in single crowns. And if you want one option that covers most cases, many labs choose a universal zirconia, often labeled ST, and then keep a high-strength option for heavier posterior or bridge cases. One more thing matters as much as the material itself: system compatibility. Your zirconia block must match your CAD/CAM chain, software library, milling strategy, and sintering furnace cycle. Most bad zirconia problems are actually workflow mismatches: wrong shrinkage preset, worn burrs, inconsistent disc positioning, overloaded sintering trays, or an incorrect firing curve. Finally, pricing. Zirconia block price is mainly affected by zirconia class, shading technology, and batch consistency. In a North American market, including Canada, distribution support and lead time also influence cost. But in practice, the best value usually comes from the material that produces fewer remakes and less adjustment time, not simply the lowest price tag. So if you're browsing this category, the goal is simple. Choose zirconia blocks that match the indication, fit your CAD/CAM workflow, and deliver stable results, case after case.